Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Enyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. Did you hear that intro music? That's Tony Funderburk. He's done our music intro and outro for all these years. He's live in studio every show, you know. No, actually, that's on a CD, of course. But Tony has joined the worship team at Denver Bible Church Sunday mornings, 11 o'clock. What a fabulous time of worship. So if you ever want to come out here, Doug McBurney, Tony Funderburk, and the group, what a good time we have Sunday mornings worshiping the Lord. Now, in 5 minutes from now, we're going to join another radio show, Truth Talk Live, out of North Carolina, on about 10 stations. My friend Stu Epperson, he does this battle of the talk show host once in a while. And so we're going to join that just in about 4 minutes. So stay tuned. That will be a lot of fun. We'll hear his intro music, and we'll just join in like we're listening into his show, and then we'll be a part of it, and Stu and I will debate some of the Christian issues of the day. Now, we just concluded Walt Brown Week at Bob and Yart Live, and what a great week that was. 5 shows with my favorite scientist, Dr. Walt Brown, and that's available now from us on a CD. All 5 shows on one CD with a special bonus track of the phone call I placed to a museum curator offering to give them, how much was it? $20,000? $25,000? We had people around the country make pledges, and we offered this museum curator over $20,000 to carbon 14 date a soft tissue T-Rex that they found. They dug up a T-Rex, and it had soft tissue in some of the bones. And that was extraordinary, at least in the femur bone. There was soft tissue. And so we said, hey, carbon 14 it. And he refused, but we're going to, that was quite a lengthy phone call. We've never aired that. So we're going to include that so you could listen to that conversation on this Walt Brown Week CD available from Bob and Yart Live by calling us at 800-8-ENYART. That's 1-800-836-9278, 1-800-836-9278. And eventually, we'll also get that on our store online at kgov.com. If there are any new listeners, if you have never called us before, if you've never ordered anything from Bob and Yart Live, we have a free gift we'd like to give to you, and it's called Morality: Why God Forbids Sexual Immorality. There are liberals who think that Christianity outlaws sex outside of marriage or prohibits it or looks down upon it because we're party poopers, because we don't like to enjoy life. And of course, it's the opposite. Sexual immorality destroys people from the inside out. It destroys them. And so this DVD is my testimony. It's a rather painful presentation of part of my life, and it's titled Morality: Why God Forbids Sexual Immorality, a Testimony with Bob Enyart. So that's a free gift to anybody who calls us, or you could write to us, of course, Bob Enyart Live, E-N-Y-A-R-T, Bob Enyart Live, P.O. Box 583, Arvada, Colorado, 80001. So just ask for the free gift, Morality: Why God Forbids Sexual Immorality, and we'll send that off to you. And also, of course, we'll send you a catalog of all the many resources we have, Bible study albums going through so many books of the Bible. Really, really fun, entertaining, and valuable information out of the Bible about how to live our lives. How do you live your life? How do you have a good marriage? How do you raise kids so that your home life is wonderful, so that you come in the front door and your wife greets you, your kids greet you, and it's a refuge from the world in your home where everybody enjoys living together and working together? So there's so much to learn from the Scriptures. And at Denver Bible Church on Sunday nights, we're in a study in the book of Joshua. And this Saturday, there's a March for Life all over the country. March for Life. Well, Joshua had a March for Life around Jericho. And you know, God gave them the victory. Now, if you're in Colorado, it's at 1 o'clock or 1:30 at the steps, the west steps of the Capitol, downtown Denver. So you're going to want to be there. Gino Geraci is the speaker. He has a show on a competing station. I don't want to give the call letters of that station, but I think it's called Carcass, something like that. Anyway, Gino is just a great pro-life speaker, and his life has been intimately involved with the pro-life movement. In fact, that's how he met his wife. So, and he had me on his show some time ago and promoted Focus on the Strategy, that DVD we have that talks about how to analyze the pro-life strategy. Okay, here we go.
Talk Live, where theology, pop culture, and current events all come together. Cutting-edge topics.
If you have a Christian marriage, it's under assault, it's under attack.
Guests who push your hot button.
I'm a firm believer that a woman does have a right to do whatever she wants to with her own body. However, the baby she carries inside of her is not part of her body. It has a completely different DNA.
Relevant, real radio. Confronting the culture. Truth for the now generation.
It's not evil in itself, but it has become as evil because Satan has gotten his grimy paws on it, messed it up for a lot of people, and whenever he messes God's good gifts up for people, it messes up people's lives.
This is Truth Talk Live. Now from the Truth Booth, your host, Stu Everson Jr.
What you're about to hear today is a debate. A debate between two talk show hosts. In fact, let's even go further. Two Christian talk show hosts. That's right. The guy that we have found today, I guess you could call today's show the battle of the Christian talk show host. We have gone out there and we found a gentleman who is just like me. Now, hold on. Let me qualify that. He sits behind a mic every day. He's syndicated and he's a Christian. He loves the Lord. He wants to see the kingdom principles of the Bible brought to bear upon the culture, which is our agenda. And we do wear it on our sleeve here on Truth Talk Live. He'll go out and bring in all kinds of crazies, and he'll debate them. And I've heard him debate them, and he does a good job of it. He is even brighter than this host. I think you're going to find that out pretty quick. However, let me tell you what we're talking to this guy about today. You might think that he's not playing with a full deck, that he's just a little bit on the crazy side when you hear this. He believes. Now, think about, everyone's still a little bit sensitive about capital punishment after the Butcher of Baghdad, Saddam Hussein himself, was hung from the neck, right? By the neck in Iraq not too long ago. And just recently, a couple of those in league with him, his half-brother and brother and others that were part of his intelligence source were also executed in the same manner. Many Americans are like, hold on, this is barbaric. This is brutal. In fact, at our website, truthtalklive.com, Stu's blog, when we had a big debate about capital punishment, about Saddam being hanged, some of you said, hey, look, what are we thinking? Just rushing out to judgment and hanging a guy? I mean, we need to put a guy up in a cell for 15 or 20 years if we know he's guilty, if he's killed, butchered, 200,000 Kurds and others, and we need to give him a fair trial and draw it out and pay a little more. The government needs to subsidize it and get involved more, you know? And, of course, I'm saying that tongue-in-cheek, but there is that kind of that sense of barbarism, that sense of kind of going back to the Middle Ages when people were, having these lynch parties and things like that. Now, having said that, our guest today believes this. Prisons, gone. Shouldn't have prisons. Should do away with them. He believes that we should restore to the culture biblical and only biblical forms of punishment, and he thinks this will transform America. And I'm going to bring him on right now to defend this, and I'm going to take your calls. The number's 866-34-TRUTH. He's an author, he's a talk show host, and he really stirs the pot. You think I stir the pot? You think I get things going? Wait till you hear from Bob Inyart. Hello, Mr. Inyart. Welcome to Truth Talk Live.
Stu Epperson, Saddam's half-brother was beheaded today with a rope.
Okay.
How's that one?
Interesting.
They went to hang him, That was this morning before dawn.
Hold on. Beheaded?
He was beheaded. They went to hang him, and they miscalculated his body weight and the length of the rope, and his head came off.
Okay.
After they had all the nightmare with Saddam.
Okay.
Remember the international outrage over Saddam?
International outrage, and you had one of your surrogates in the execution chamber with their cell phone camera.
We videotaped it with the cell phone, released it on the internet. Then.
Okay. The number is 866-34-TRUTH. Bob Inyart, you believe some radical things, okay? And it's going to take a lot more shows like this to expose you for these things. But there's one thing you believe that we have got to debate and discuss right now. We'll take calls. And that is, you believe that homosexuals should be put in jail right now, or better yet, they should be punished differently. Tell us quickly.
Well, could we start a show on a topic other than homosexuals for good taste?
But in terms of justice being meted out in the culture.
There's three forms of punishment that God authorizes in the Bible. Capital punishment, the death penalty. Corporal punishment, like flogging, and restitution for economic crimes, paying back, making the victim whole again. Mm-hmm. Now, we have adopted the liberal humanist view that you take a human being and you lock that person up in a cage, in a prison for months or years or decades. And that's inhumane. If you tried to do that to an animal, there would be protest if you locked an animal up for life. God's way is a greater deterrent, because if somebody's going to beat a woman, beat his wife, beat a girlfriend, well, that's a coward. A man who beats a woman is a coward. And if he knew that the government would punish him by flogging him, then there are countless tens of thousands of men who would no longer beat their wives and girlfriends because they're cowards. And men could save women from the terror of being beat and even raped if we had the courage and the guts to punish criminals the way God said we should punish criminals.
Okay, and you were right there cheering on the execution of Saddam Hussein, which, I mean, how can that be Christian love? How can that be kind and Christian? What happened? That barbaric act of Saddam Hussein, the big showy circus of a trial. I mean, how could you support that?
Well, we have a biblical survey. You know how people do surveys, Gallup and all?
Right.
Well, we have one in the Bible that fully 50% of people being executed get saved. They get right with God. Remember that? The two murderers on the cross next to Jesus?
Okay.
The one mocked the Lord, and the other said, "We are being punished justly, but this man has done nothing wrong." And he looked at Jesus and he said, "Please remember me when you enter your paradise." The death penalty, swiftly executed, has a way of getting people to be remorseful and to look to God for forgiveness.
Okay, and that begs the question, is the death penalty even biblical, which many say it's not? There's a whole group called the People of Faith against the death penalty.
Yeah.
Bob Inyart's a talk show host, and he's advocating the biblical way of punishment. He says do away with prisons and have capital punishment, which is the death penalty, corporal punishment, which is things like flogging, which I gotta get into that a little more, and then finally restitution. And Bob Inyart, and is it true you've gone on record saying that you believe that people should be punished by the state for things like fornication, adultery, homosexuality, and things
sexual,
like that?
Right. Sexual crimes have been legitimized by the body of Christ. Our Christian leaders...
Well, hold on, not by Christians.
No. We have agreed. Tragically, there was a time, only go back about 60 years ago, and Christian leaders would argue that pornography should not be legal. Fornication is criminal, adultery is criminal, homosexuality is criminal. Today, on all those issues, our Christian ministries believe, and I know because we've interviewed them, that pornography is a free speech right. That fornication, sex outside of marriage, you have a right. It might be a sin, but adultery, seducing your neighbor's wife, that was a crime for 3,500 years, Stu. For 3,500 years in Judeo-Christian culture, it was against the law to seduce your neighbor's wife. Today it's legal, and our Christian leaders think that it's a right. Homosexuality was illegal until the last 30 years, and now Christians forget that these things were crimes, so there's not much of a difference today between Hillary and the Christian leaders in America. When you look at sexual immorality, the question is just how far are the Christians willing to go? So once they've said sex out of marriage, sex outside of marriage should be legal, then we are now fighting on a dozen different battlefronts, and we're losing ground everywhere.
Okay, okay, folks, I told you he was radical. You just heard him, and I'm holding my powder. My producer's holding the hand up for me not to open my big mouth right now because people are holding on to trying to get in on the phone lines. First, we'll go to Rob. 866-34-TRUTH is the number. Rob, you're on Truth Talk Live with Stu and Bob Inyart. Go ahead, Rob.
Yeah, how you doing? Definitely enjoying the program. And I just wanted to state definitely we should go to more of a biblical form of punishment. And the reason
why. But flogging. What about flogging, Rob? Isn't that just absolutely barbaric, like pirate ship type stuff?
That was punishment in our country when our founding fathers were setting up this country. And we know that a vast. Now, quite often, what the majority supports is bad, quite often. But in this case, the majority supports flogging. You have a man who beats up his girlfriend. You know what our government does? They put a restraining order on it. That's a joke. He gets mad. He goes in and beats up her again. He beats her up again.
What about turn the other cheek? What about what Jesus said?
That was not for government. That was an individual, my individual attitude toward my neighbor and my brother. Jesus in the Sermon on the Mount was not rewriting governmental policy. He wasn't saying if the Japanese army comes into Korea to kidnap women by the thousands, to force them into prostitution like they did during World War II. Jesus wasn't saying that the Korean men should turn over their daughters and wives be raped.
Okay, Bob, but so let me throw this into the kitty, though, for you. Now, we've got to keep in mind, though, that God is the Almighty.
Yeah, hold on, Rob. He wants to add something else. We'll let him do that. We'll take some more calls at 866-34-TRUTH. Folks, I need some help on this one. Join us after this. More coming up.
Truth Talk Live.
And now, a discipleship moment. Here's Phil Downer.
Isn't that funny? We're live in Denver, and I'm listening to Stu's commercials. What's the good of that? We can do our own commercials. But let's keep it up a little bit, just in case we hear Stu pop in and say hi. Here at Bob and Yurt Live, we've been happy to debate people for 15 years. We've been on the air. And if you notice, when we do debate, other talk show hosts, Christians, authors, is it difficult for us to maintain our position? Do I get challenged on the air so forcefully that my position begins to shatter? Does that happen? It doesn't happen normally. Now, why not? Well, it helps to be a good debater. A good debater could win a debate when he's flat wrong. And so that's one of the things that we pray, that God, search me, know my heart, search me, see if there is any wickedness in my heart, and expose it. I don't want to teach something that's wrong, but I'm not infallible, and Christians typically teach any number of things that are wrong. That's tragic. So one way of winning a debate is if you're a good debater, but another way is when you have the truth on your side. When you have the truth on your side, it is so powerful when you're in a debate because you could expose the error in the opposing position and show, you could demonstrate, the Bible in one version anyway, says just as the mouth can taste good food, the heart knows truth. And when people hear that, the brokenness between our current humanist system of a guy beating up his girlfriend and they give him a restraining order and that's a joke. Instead, if we were to flog men who beat their girlfriends or their wives, then we would save countless thousands of women a year from living in fear. Because men who beat their wives are cowards. And they're broken inside. And they need to have a heavy hand come against them. And with a heavy hand, you put the fear of God into them, so to speak, and that could modify their behavior. But you put them in jail for 3 or 4 months after the third offense, and in jail they get worse. Jail is a school for criminals. Jail is a school for criminals. So it'll be fun to continue this with Stuart Epperson and his callers. Now, we will end in Denver before Stu's show ends in North Carolina. So what we will do then is we'll continue on the internet at kgov.com. And you'll be able to listen either later tonight or later in the week. Just go to our website, click on today's show, and you'll hear the whole thing. And it'll be fun. So that's kgov.com. All right, now how long are the commercials here? Let's see if he's still in a commercial. Let's see what we have. Man, Now, one of the benefits of listening to Bob and Yurt Live is that we don't tolerate commercials for the most part. I mean, it might be that we just can't get commercials. But on the other hand, we view every minute as precious and use every minute to build audience and to present content. Biblical content, looking at the news of the day, looking at science, creation, evolution, and doing what we can to give answers to people. The Bible says, be ready to give an answer to those who ask. That God and God's word has the answers for all the pressing issues of the day. And it's exciting. It's exciting. Today, when families and marriages are falling apart, we, our families, could be a source of refuge and strength and encouragement. And then others around us, the Bible says that they will know you're Christians by your love. They'll see that, and they'll want to know Jesus Christ
also. Truth Talk Live, Stu Epperson here. The debate rages on. Should we get rid of prisons? Should we go back to the... Does the Bible actually speak to justice, social justice? How to handle these issues that come across our plate every day? It's in the news, it's in the papers, it's everywhere. You hear about it, you cringe at the evil under the sun. Our guest today is another Christian talk show host. He gets out of bed every day and he starts praying and thinking and discussing with his team, like we do here at Truth Talk Life. What am I going to talk about today to bring to bear the kingdom on today's issues? And he is clear. You've heard him. He believes that the Bible's way of punishment is far better than the prison system and the way we've gone in America. He thinks there's three ways that need to be executed in America. Capital punishment, which is things like, you know, execution, like we saw in the form of Saddam Hussein's judgment, like corporal punishment, which would be things like flogging and public things like that. And then finally, restitution. And maybe we'll have him expand on those. Rob is a caller. Rob, you had one more thing for our guest, Bob Inyart, before we move on. Go ahead, fast.
Yeah, well, just to be real fast, I guess we have to say it's like this. Those that add to the Bible shall add plagues upon themselves, and those that take away from the Bible shall take their name from the book of life. If you take this whole thing in spectrum then and say, well, corporal punishment and all that, these are things that are being added. They're not biblical punishment. Therefore, aren't these plagues where somebody can actually murder your wife and be back on the road before you can even bury her? That's all I got to ask. And I'm pretty sure that scopes up the whole thing as far as what should be done as far as punishment.
But even in... But
all
even,
right, and thank you, Rob, yeah, thank very you, Rob. Much. Hey, Stu.
Yeah.
There are four of the Ten Commandments that lay out the foundation of a criminal justice system. They are do not murder, do not steal, do not commit adultery, and do not commit perjury. Okay. Don't bear false witness against your neighbor. Those four are the foundation of a criminal justice system. And so we as Christians, we don't have to worry, well, what do we do with the entire Mosaic law? That was a covenant that God had with the nation of Israel. And they could not wear clothing of mixed fibers like wool and linen because their clothing was a symbol that the Messiah, Jesus Christ, would come and he would be pure, so they would have a pure covering. But then he came, and there's no longer a need. God does not expect the nations of the world to live by all those Mosaic ordinances. But the foundation of the criminal justice system in the Ten Commandments, do not murder, do not steal, do not commit adultery, and do not commit perjury. In fact, that's the foundation of due process.
How do they apply now, though? We're talking a theocracy under God to his people. These are their laws. And here you're trying to meet those out here in modern day culture. I don't just see how that happens.
Stu, if you notice, what I did was I am omitting all the symbolic ordinances that God instructed his people Israel to obey. The symbolic ordinances today should not be enforced by government. In fact, the book of Hebrews says that when the priesthood changed, because Jesus Christ is the great high priest now, the book of Hebrews says when the priesthood changes, of necessity there is a change in the law. So you no longer need to enforce all the symbolic ordinances that pointed to the coming of the Messiah, but what governments do have to enforce are the foundational criminal justice laws like don't steal and don't murder and don't commit adultery and don't commit perjury. That's the foundation. And all the other criminal laws are based on a variation of those.
Okay, 866-34-TRUTH is the number. Our guest is a big fan of what happened to Saddam Hussein weeks ago, and he's come out openly stating that. He's also a big fan of doing away with our prisons and doing it like he just said, going back to the Bible. But yet, does that apply to today's culture? Does that apply to America? Last time I checked, we're not God's people, but he must think we are.
No. I agree with you.
Okay.
We're not a theocracy.
Okay. Well, let's see what Tim says. Tim, you're on Truth Talk Live with Stu. Thanks for hanging on.
Thank you very much for having me. My big thing is this. You know, I don't mind punishing the criminals. But in my case, you talked about beating a wife. Well, on my record, I have assault and battery. The problem is I never did anything. My wife attacked me. She ran out of the house and kicked the door with her foot.
Hey, Tim.
The marks, just a second. The marks on her hand, on her wrist, was for me hanging out so that she wouldn't gouge out my eyes.
Hey, Tim, listen. It doesn't help to call a radio show and say, when I was convicted, I was innocent, because every criminal in jail says they're innocent. And
yeah,
anybody who calls...
Well, how do you handle the situation?
Okay,
you've got to understand.
Okay, so
this.
Let me explain how you handle the situation.
Well, finish your thought, Tim, quick.
Okay, what you've got to understand is that in our legal system, as soon as you are charged with something, you are considered guilty until you prove yourself innocent. If you don't have the money... And because there was marks on her wrist, because I held her, then I was guilty.
Hey, Tim, worse has happened to me than has happened to you as far as being charged unjustly and convicted and punished. Far worse, I assure you. But I am still going to have the courage to say God's law should be enforced, God's principles. You do right and you risk the consequences. And as long as the law in America is perverse, then our criminal justice system will apply it in a perverse way.
Yeah, okay, let's go to Larry, 866-34-TRUTH. Actually, Larry said you're guilty until proven innocent. It's actually the other way around in our country.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be you're innocent until proven guilty.
According to the Bible, yeah. You are innocent. That's where that comes from, the Bible. You are innocent until proven guilty.
You credit that with the Bible. Okay, let's go to Larry. Larry, you're on Truth Talk Live with Stu. Thanks for hanging on.
Hello, Mr. Inyard. I just wanted to let you know there's 51,000 people that agree with you. I ran for governor in the Republican primary in 2006 here in Texas.
Yeah.
Came in second to Rick Perry.
All right.
On my website, it says if someone murders an unborn child, they need to be executed.
All right.
If someone commits a homosexual act, they need to be executed.
Whoa.
So.
Well, hold on. Mr. Inyart, would you agree with what that last part?
Okay, what's happened is we've decriminalized homosexuality, and over 10 million people around the world have died a tortured death. When America was founded, the penalty for adultery was death. Penalty for homosexuality was death.
Why have they died a tortured? What are you talking about?
Because the homosexual lifestyle is so destructive, it opens up a person. It makes them vulnerable to disease, depression, drugs, suicide, and murder in epidemic numbers.
You're tuned to the nation's most powerful Christian voice, AM 670 KLTT, Commerce City, Denver.
Truth Talk Live, Stu Epperson here, talking to another talk show host. We're debating him. He believes some pretty radical things, and you know what we try to do on this show is bring other people in, even other Christians in some cases, and have an open dialogue, a marketplace of ideas, and that's what we're doing today. Now, a caller called in earlier, made a comment about certain groups being executed. That's not what we advocate on Truth Talk Live, but we're listening to a lot of folks believe these things, including our guest today, Bob Inyart, and so. But he's not pushing that issue as much, but he believes that you've got to go back to the biblical forms of punishment, restitution, corporal punishment, flogging, things like that, and execution, capital punishment. He's Bob Inyart, host of a show called Bob Inyart Live, and he's on to debate today these issues. The number is 866-34-TRUTH. Bob Inyart, last caller, Lisa, had to go, but she was wanting to know, what about an abusive spouse? What about people that you know, sneak through, kind of the fall through the cracks of the system. It happens over and over again. What about the guy on death row? 20 years, they find out DNA turns up that he's innocent. What do you say to that?
Stu, when you have 15,000 murders a year, I mean, of course, not counting abortion, but as high as 24,000 murders in 1 year in America in the last decade, what happens is our criminal justice system becomes like an assembly line of trying to process suspects. And when you have murders by the thousands and tens of thousands, there's plenty of opportunity for error. But the Bible says when the punishment is swiftly executed against a criminal, then you will not have an epidemic of crime. And so what would happen is the murder rate would plummet if we swiftly and painfully executed murderers and kidnappers, like these two kids that show up. They've been found. One kid was abducted for 4 years.
Yeah.
And the other kid,
so you say a swift execution, even of a kidnapper or just a
kidnappers, adulterers, murderers.
Execution?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. Let's go to Steve, Pennsylvania. Steve, you're on Truth Talk Live with Stu. Go ahead.
Yeah. Hi, Stu. Hi, Bob. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I agree with what you're saying. I agree with capital punishment. I believe it's biblical. Where I disagree is, I mean, I don't think we should be rejoicing when someone is killed or executed.
Yeah, where did that happen?
You did sound a bit gleeful when we talked about Saddam Hussein's demise, Bob.
No, I didn't, Stu. You're the one who said I celebrated it. Okay. I agree. An execution is tragedy, although the Bible does say that the righteous rejoice when they see the vengeance. And, you know, if Adolf Hitler was found alive and executed, that would satisfy a lot of people. When Mel Gibson in the movie, at the end of the movie, kills the kidnapper, the audience cheers, even the liberals.
Isn't that a sense of man's? I mean, God's justice. Everyone says he got what he deserved. He didn't get what he deserved. None of us get what we deserved. No. I deserve to be hung from a tree like Saddam Hussein was,
That's
because
different.
Of my sin against God.
That's different because God has authorized human governments to punish crimes that we commit, not to punish us for the sins on our soul, but only the crimes we commit.
I agree, but in terms of someone's soul still, you know, ends up, you know, going to heaven or hell, and with that should be far more sobering, probably.
Oh yeah,
than
I agree.
Chris's take it. Okay, Andre in Memphis, Tennessee. Go ahead, Andre. You're on Truth Talk Live with Stu.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call.
Yes.
I agree to a certain degree. I think that's just putting a Band-Aid on it. That's not really getting to the root of the problem, because I'm an ex-felon myself, and I found Jesus in jail. And I know a lot of friends that's pastors now that are doing great work. And if you would have executed me, look, I have a family now. I've been married 13 years, 4 beautiful daughters, working. You know, I would have been dead, according to you.
That's right.
You know,
Andre,
Mary Magdalene.
Andre, you would have been dead. Joseph would have been dead for coming on to Potiphar's wife and trying to seduce her, according to the accusations. He didn't. We know he didn't, but he would have been executed, according to Bob Inyart. What do you say to Andre? He got saved in jail, Bob Inyart. You want to do away with prison. You probably want to do away with Paulson's ministry.
God in the Bible promises us that when we swiftly execute the punishment against the criminal, then we deter the criminal epidemic so that murders don't happen in the first place. People don't kidnap and molest children. They don't beat their wives. So they don't have to have a ministry in jail, because you have 2 million Americans who wouldn't be in jail, and all those victims would not have been victimized. You know who sets up jails and prisons in the Bible? It's all the wicked empires, the Egyptians, the Canaanites, the Philistines, the Romans, Babylonians, Persians, the wicked Jewish kings like Ahab and Zedekiah.
Israel had a jail, didn't they?
No.
Okay, well, can I say this? When most of the New Testament written by prisoners?
Well, you lost me on that one.
All right, he's saying that good people go to prison. That's true.
That's right, Paul from
That's
jail.
True.
That's right.
Right, good people go to prison. But it was wicked kings who set up prisons in the Bible.
Okay, yeah.
The Bible does, in two verses, God authorizes holding a suspect in custody. In both those verses, that's when the trial is pending. You hold them, God authorized. You hold them in custody until he's found innocent or guilty. And then if he's...
No rehabilitation in jail. I was in a pod that was only made for 23 people. You got 100 people in there, 2 TVs.
Of course.
How do you? One phone. If you, and everybody with different opinions, you're going to fight. Nobody's going to help you.
Jail?
You know, then when you get out, it's 20 years, and it's still hurting my record to where I still can't find a job. I got to depend on my wife to support, and that's making me less of a man because I can't provide for my family.
Of course
because
not.
Everybody looking at my record 20 years ago.
Because people know that prison is school for criminals. You go to prison, the vast majority of people get worse in prison.
But I've spent
6 months in jail. Prison is school for criminals.
Okay, Andre, I want to publicly praise you, bless you, and praise God for what he's done in your life, and thank you for your testimony and for coming on the show today. Okay, buddy?
Okay,
you keep growing in your faith, and maybe you go back to and you can now minister to people. Chuck Colson.
I go to 7 youth facilities around Tennessee. Tall Trees, STC, because once you get a family, once you become an adult, you're scarred for life. And I'm trying to stop them before they come into that manhood, and make that big mistake like I did.
Okay, see, Bob Inyart, look at Andre going back to Chuck Colson. Look at what he's done, prolifically, and, written and spoken all
you
over
know what?
The world.
Hey, Stu, people who minister to women in strip joints and prostitution houses, they shouldn't advocate that you keep the strip joints open so that they have somebody to go to minister to.
Okay,
prison is evil, and we should advocate closing down prisons because locking up human beings like animals for years and decades was never authorized by God.
Okay.
And we should be humble before God.
Okay, let's go to Caleb. The number is 866-34-TRUTH. You just heard what he said. If you want to call in and agree or disagree, we've got a line open at 866-34-TRUTH. First, we're going to jump over to Caleb, Alberta, Canada. Caleb, thanks for calling Truth Talk Live. You're on the air with Stu.
Yeah, you bet. Thanks for having me, guys. I don't know how much I agree with the capital punishment up here. It's been gone for 25 years at least. I just know that up here anyways, that we encourage criminals just by our justice system because we don't punish people properly, and all we do is encourage them by sending them to jail or just not sending them at all. There's so much probation.
Yeah, jail is a joke. Jail is a joke. I was in jail for 6 months, literally. And when you go to jail, here's what you do. You watch cable TV. You watch soft porn movies. There's porn posters on the walls in the cells. You play basketball and foosball. You gamble. You eat 3 meals a day. And it's school for criminals. If you take all the worst students in a school and you put them all in one classroom, guess what will happen? Okay. It'll be a nightmare. And jail is time out for adults. It doesn't work. It's a nightmare.
Okay.
No, it's garbage.
What about Canada? Bob Inyart, what about Canada? We have a Canadian caller. What about how they do it there? No capital punishment at all.
Yeah.
What's happened there?
No capital punishment here. And the problem being, there are certain things. When you can kill a cop and you can kill people and you're out in less than 25 years, they call that life. Life should be life. It should not be 25 years. I'm 25 years old. I can kill somebody and get out faster than I can retire at the job I'm at right now. You know what I mean? I can.
But hasn't the lack of capital punishment, hasn't it caused Canada to be more peaceful? I mean, isn't that the idea to be more peaceful?
No, not at all. Because you've got rampant drug problems. You got rampant violence. It's insane here. Yeah. I used to live in Saskatoon, which is the murder capital per capita of Canada. People just go around and they do whatever they want and they don't learn. Jail is school for criminals.
Okay, you guys agree.
And you know what's interesting? The closer you get to capital cities and even capital buildings, usually the worse the crime, the murder rate, the prostitution, the drugs. Just go to the capital city of any state, and quite often that's where most of the crime happens. Not always, but it's a pattern.
Okay, let's go to Frank, 91.7 The Truth, Dallas, Texas. Frank, you're on Truth Talk Live.
Thank you for taking my call. I just wanted to agree with your guest. I've done a lot of study over the years, and I just have to say that we have to define what is right and wrong by biblical terms. The whole principle of the fall was man was going to decide what was right and wrong, and we always make the wrong choice.
Okay, but Frank, last time I checked, my church believes the Bible, but my government doesn't. Why are you imposing that? What about separation of church and state? We'll ask that question when we come back of our guest. We'll ask him how this stuff practically works. More coming up. 866-34-TRUTH.
Truth Talk Live.
This is the Truth Talk Live Radio Network.
Truth Talk Live. Stu Epperson here, our last caller. You know, all these guys, you know, all you guys are agreeing with our guest.
Thank you, thank you.
But you know what? I mean, Bob Inyart. Yeah. I mean, our last caller, he said, you know, you're right. But last time I checked, the Bible wasn't the textbook of the judicial system.
Yeah,
the
right.
President. And now off the air, an interesting call from a man who's been in law enforcement for nearly two decades, who's worked in the prison system, in prison. And he said, this guy is an ideologue. He's all wet. He sure, we all like to go back to the Bible, but he's like, it's never going to happen. When are they going to let people be flogged in the public square?
Saying,
come on, Bob Inyart, wake up here.
Saying it's never going to happen, that's like saying you're never going to have a perfect dad, so don't try to be a good dad. God lays out his principles, and we should not be ashamed of them, and we should advocate them. Sure, there's a lot of job security, and you get a good pension if you work for 20 years in a federal prison. But that's not the goal. The goal is to know what would work, and what works is what God says in economics and criminal justice, foreign policy, and in our own Christian spiritual lives. So Christians must remember that the crucifixion shows us that the death penalty is at the heart of the gospel of Jesus Christ. The crucifixion shows us that the death penalty is at the heart of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And if we start to agree with liberals that there's something wrong with the death penalty, then they've got a lot of ammunition against Christianity, because God the Father required the death penalty. And the murderer on the cross next to Jesus Christ, he said, we are receiving this punishment justly.
Okay, okay. Let's go to Daniel. He disagrees with you completely. Daniel, you're on Truth Talk Live. Go fast.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. The one thing I want to say is I agree what you're trying to do as far as to help prevent the crimes and to make justice and through God and what he's laid out. But when you said the comment as far as, you know, a person committing a homosexual act and they need to be executed, as Christians, are we not to love the person and hate the sin?
Okay, how about a mass murderer? You answer the question first. You've got a mass murderer who's convicted. So do you punish him or do you love him? Which do you do?
According to what the Bible says, we are to love the person and hate the sin.
Okay, the Bible never says that. That's not true. That's a cliche. Clichés are known everywhere, but they're not scripture. The Bible says that the governments are authorized to swiftly and painfully punish criminals with the sword. That's in the New Testament. So that if you overrule God authorizing governments to kill, to execute criminals, then when those criminals kill more people, including children, you become partly responsible, because the solution God gave, you opposed. So we shouldn't oppose God's command to governing authorities.
Yeah, but at what point, Daniel, I agree with him that the government, there's individual commands in the scripture, like to turn the other cheek, Daniel, okay, if someone insults you, but there's also governmental, you know, commands, and the government is to be, to bear the sword. But Daniel and I might ask you, Bob Inyart,
yeah,
you know, what about the disobedient kids in God's law in the Old Testament? It
sure
sounds like they're to be stoned, or what are they to be, flogged? We'll ask you that when we come back.
Okay.
Wrap it up with a couple more quick calls on Truth Talk Live, 866-34-TRUTH.
Truth Talk Live.
This is Truth Talk Live, and I'm Stu Epperson. We're talking to another Christian talk show host who believes, I mean, you know, let me just say this. We're going to wrap the show up. Bob Inyart, thanks for being on, by the way. You've been
sure
a great guest, even though we disagree. And I want to bring this to some kind of redemptive head, okay? I want to bring this to a point here. People listening of all kinds of stripes and flavors and all kinds of backgrounds, my bottom line truth is first of all, I applaud our guest for being a man of the Word of God, okay? Bob Inyart, you're sticking to the Bible. I like that. How you're translating it, how you're interpreting it in terms of bringing it to bear on our modern culture, I've got some issues with. In principle, I agree with a lot more than people may think. I want to encourage everyone out there to take some time with the Word of God, not just the New Testament, not just the red letter, but the Old Testament, and really get in there and read and dig as you formulate your thoughts and opinions. And don't forget to ask yourself, where is Jesus in the text? Because he is everywhere. If you read the Bible and miss Jesus, you're missing everything. Bob Inyart, I want to give you a final word, and I want you to I'll allow you to give your website one time real quick.
All right.
Then we're going to take a couple quick calls.
Thanks, Stu. KGov.com, KGOV.com, because Christians should influence government. That's why it's KGOV.com. And it's true, we're not a theocracy. Jesus isn't sitting behind the desk in the Oval Office. There's no high priest in Congress. But we are to honor God's principles of criminal justice and not invent our own.
Okay. And I will tell you this, folks, we'll have you on again, Bob Inyart, maybe to do a debate with Planned Parenthood. He's quite active in the pro-life movement. Some say maybe too active, but we'll go that road another day. First, I want to go to Levi in Pennsylvania. You've held on a long time, my friend. Levi, go fast. Everyone go fast this last minute or two. Go ahead, Levi.
Yes, sir. My question was how you felt about a situation that where the Jews had every right to stone Mary Magdalene, that Jesus put a stop to that stoning.
Sure.
What about
John 8?
Same thing happened in the Old Testament with King David. The prophet Nathan said, you should be put to death. You've given great opportunity to the enemies of the Lord, but God has decided to have mercy on you. Jesus is God. He can have mercy on a criminal. But God never authorized governments not to punish criminals.
Okay, why don't we flog disobedient children or execute disobedient children like called for in Leviticus and in Exodus?
The verse you're referring to doesn't mention children, but if a son is rebellious.
This is the Mighty 6-7.
Okay.
KLT.
All right, son. Okay, Ken, go fast.
You need
caller.
Help
Ken.
Caring for your mom or dad. With one phone call, you can get someone that will show.
Contradicts what we're taught today in the church. Which deals primarily with Jesus and the blood. I have to say, you know, the scripture says we're redeemed from the curse of the law. Where does the blood come in?
Where's the blood come in, Bobby Inyart? You got 10 seconds to tell us, and we got to go.
The blood of Jesus Christ shows us that God approves of the death penalty.
Okay, we got to.